Okay. Good morning. Let us start with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good day that you have given to us. It is a good time for us to sit down, read the Bible, and meditate it. We pray that you speak to us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, okay, today I want to share from the book of Numbers. Yeah, but Friday I will continue my psalm. Let us open number 13. Number 13, yeah, first. This is a long chapter. We can read from verse 24 to the end. Then they came to the village of Eshcol, and from there cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a pole between two men, with some of pomegranate and the flag. That place was called the Valley of Eshcol, because of the cluster which the son of Israel cut down from there. When they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days, they proceeded to come to Moses and Aaron and to all congregation of the son of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh, and they broke bad word to them and to all congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Those they said told him and said, "We went into the land where you sent us, and it is certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the city of fertile and very large. And moreover, we show the descendant of Anak there." And then we read the last part of this chapter, 33. "There also we saw Nephilim, the son of Anak, are part of the Nephilim, and we, because like grasshopper in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Brothers and sisters, simple devotion. Today I give this title, Breakdown and Breakthrough. Everybody has a problem. Yeah. The problem can make us break down, but the problem also can make us breakthrough. 2 days ago, I shared with our college in Sydney in prayer meeting. I shared how God leads us in this pandemic situation in taking care of congregation. And then yesterday, I talked with one of the pastors from Sydney. We shared, and then he told me, in this pandemic situation, really tough for us. But thanks God, when other churches split up, but in these times, other pastor called me, because the pastor is already old, he don't have any successor, and he called me. He said, "Pastor, I want to give all congregation to you, and let us measure." And then after that, he think about the place. The place is too small, but then God give him another bigger place and cheaper place. And he said, "Thanks God, during this pandemic, I can see how God leads us through this problem." Brother and sister, of course, I warn you, everybody can break through in this pandemic situation, where some people lose the job, where some people don't know what to do, where some people they receive a small salary. But still, brothers and sisters, if we have faith in God, we can break through this situation. Today, let us see between two group of people. One is break down people, and the other is break through people. Moses chose 12 people to be a spy to look at the Canaan, the promised land. This is a strategy to know the situation. This is the strategy to know how we can enter the land. This is the situation, what kind of strategy that we need to make in order to live in the land. And then after 40 days, 10 of them give report. Oh yeah, the promised land is really, really good. Look at this grape. Maybe in Hong Kong is a Korean or Japanese grape. When one cut it around $300, it's very big, very sweet, and very fresh. People saw the grape. Oh, I like this. But then they give report. But the people who stay in that area is very big, like home, like NBA player. Yeah, you can imagine we are from Asia, and then we stand together with NBA player. One time, Prisem bought me go to LA. There is Staples Center, and there is a statue, which is, if I'm not wrong, is Magic Johnson. And then I stand beside the statue. I look so small, brothers and sisters. You know, I'm big enough, yeah, compared with him. But compared with Magic Johnson, I'm too small, too small. And then this kind of imaging come, image come in 10 of spies. They are so big. And then they see themselves like grasshopper. A grasshopper is a small thing, but they forget, brothers and sisters. Although grasshopper is small, but grasshopper can kill many people. When grasshopper come to the farming place, and grasshopper can eat everything, become a famine and make people die. Brothers and sisters, this kind of attitude is what I say, breakdown attitude. If you have this kind of attitude, then you will lose before the battle. Before the battle. Now, I'm so sad with these 10 people. Suppose they need to know, number one, Moses already chose them. That mean they are a good man, a strong man, yeah, really have power, but they don't have winning heart. Yeah, they don't have winning heart. Today, we are in. We know that in Tokyo, Japan, there is Olympic. I can see that small people with a big heart, they can win the battle. Yeah, even like from Philippines, from Hong Kong, and the one from Tunisia, the athlete can get gold medal. They are small, but they have big spirit. But this kind of people, they don't have big spirit, brothers and sisters. The second, when I see, oh yeah, this is a group of lazy men. Yeah, during in the wilderness, everything that they get, food from God, protection from God, and now when they want to enter the promised land, they need to do a little bit, not too much, a little bit hard. But they say, no way. Yeah, it's better for us to stay around here. God provide us everything. So this kind of attitude, brothers and sisters, is losing spirit. Yeah, lost before the battle. And then the big problem, why I call them breakdown spirit, because they never see God. They never see God. God already promised to them that God will give them the promised land. But then they don't remember. They don't remember that God already gave the promise. The second point, they forget everything that God has done for them in the Egypt. How God bring them from Egypt, come out from the slavery, come out and then become a free man. Brothers and sisters, the problem can be big, can be small. The point is how you see the problem. If you see by yourself, maybe it's too big. But if you see from other perspective, if you see from God's perspective, then when God say go, then you must go. Now we go to the second part of the people, which is Caleb and Joshua. Yeah. Let us see chapter 14, verse 8. If the Lord pleases with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. If the Lord is pleased with us, yeah. If you go with God, God please. And then chapter verse 9, only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear to the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Brothers and sisters, this is what I say, breakthrough spirit. Yeah, same people, yeah, same experience, yeah, maybe same skill, or maybe they are classmate, yeah, but they have one thing, more than these 10 people. They said, if the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land. Brothers and sisters, this kind of spirit is breakthrough spirit. Yeah, really I can say breakthrough spirit. Two days ago, I saw my Facebook. There is a news that a couple died because of COVID. And then left 2 children, 7 to 8. For the family, the situation is really, really tough. But then I say that if you go with yourself, it is tough. Yeah, it is tough. To raise a kid without parents is really tough. Last night, I saw a movie. It's called Single Papa. Yeah, Single Papa. After saw that movie, I really thanks God. I am not single papa. I have my wife. Yeah, I see how struggle a man take care of a baby alone. So after this preaching, then you need to say thank you with your wife and bring her, go to have night breakfast. Of course, I will do it because I will go to Hyatt. Yeah, someone stay at Hyatt, they don't have breakfast. Then they said to me, you can come every day if you want to have breakfast at Hyatt. So we go for breakfast for sure, my dear. Yeah, Korean say yobo. Yeah, so it's tough. Yeah, but then I know this is tough. Then I told this family, go with God. Go with God. Yeah. Similar. Yeah. Joshua and Caleb face the same problem. It is tough. But then they look up God. They look up God. Brothers and sisters, yeah. What is the main message of this morning? I want you, everybody, when we face the problem, then look up God. God still in control. God still powerful. And the most important, our God is our Father. Yeah. He is our loving Father, loving kindness, who always walk with us through the problem. Yeah. Walk with us through the problem. I have three members, their family got COVID. Yeah. The first time when they receive this news, then start to cry. Yeah, start to cry. Then what can I do for them? I cannot do anything. I just bring them. Look at God. Look at God. After you look at God, then you know what should you do. I bring them, pray together every day, brothers and sisters. And then now, some of them smile. And then in these few days, we will get good news because God already bring them breakthrough the problem. Today, what we need in this difficult situation, look at God. Yeah, look at God. When we look at God, then new power come to us. Break down, break through. The secret only one point. Look at God. It is a time for us to look out, to look at God. Cardia will lead us in worship while we worship Him. Let us look at Him. We are too small. Yes, we are. So what? We are too small, it doesn't mean we cannot break down the problem. Yes, we can. If we go with God. So this morning, I just, all of you, use this time to see God. Still in control, and the most important, He's still our loving Father who loves us. While we worship Him, let us look at Him.
We will wait.
This kind of attitude, this kind of heart. Although we have problem in our work, in our family, in our body, but this morning you remind us, look at me, I still your loving kindness Father. I still love you, I still protect you. Don't worry. What you need is just come to me. Come to Him. And walk with Him. As the result, you can break through every problem and trouble. So thanks God for His promise. Thanks God for His guidance and protection. Thank you, Father. Put this message in our heart. So we become the winner. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time, our privilege as son and daughter of God to bring petition to Him, to pray for community, family, brothers and sisters, who are in difficult problem, who are in weak condition. We pray that God will heal all the people with cancer and running chemotherapy. Let us pray together. And sister, yeah, not only for physical healing but also for spiritual salvation. We pray that Holy Spirit will open their heart. Yeah, let's pray for them. Also pray for people who are in infirmities condition, yeah, with all problem from their body, that we believe that God has power to heal them one by one. Let's pray together. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are seeking for new job. We pray that God prepare the best for them. And sister, today our prayer for mission is pray for China. We pray for SP Beijing, Pastor Hansu, SP Shanghai, for Pastor Ricky, yeah, Chong family. Yeah, we pray that God will lead them and also bless their ministry. Also, people in China can open their heart. Let's pray together. Thank you. for board member, yeah, P. Sam, P. Nate, Kiwan, and all member, yeah, they are our leader. We pray that God give them wisdom, one heart, one spirit, serving God together. Let's pray for them. Also pray for fellowship, young adult fellowship, men's ministry and woman ministry. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP 2.0 Building and Resources Benefactor Efficient Fund. And then the most important, in this pandemic situation, yeah, we can extend our ministry through online ministry, internet program. Yeah, we pray that God extend our ministry, extend SP. SP can reach out more people. Let us also pray for a pregnant mother. Yeah, we pray that protection and power come from God to them. Finally, we pray for Hong Kong, for our city. Yeah, we put Hong Kong in the hand of God with all the problems and the challenge. But the most important, we pray that Hong Kong people will open their heart for Jesus. Father Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for time that can sit down, pray together. And thank you for new life that you give it to us. And then it is a time for us to go and leave the church and to win the battle. Wherever you bring us, we pray that please go with us, Father. Without you, we are nothing. But with you, we are everything. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a nice day. God bless you.